Slovakia's evolution from an authoritarian state and its shift to the West in allegiance have both happened quickly. And Dragu says ordinary Slovaks and their political leaders see Thursday's Bush-Putin summit as an opportunity.
Ordinary people are very curious to see both of them. President Bush will deliver a live speech in one of the main squares in Bratislava. So people are looking forward to see this man in flesh and bones, let's say. Then for the authorities, this is a very good opportunity to promote Slovakia abroad. And they have invested a lot of money in these 2 days of, foreign visits. They have invested about $8 million. Most of this money, of course, go to security.
Slovakia joined the European Union just last year, and a lot of the European Union has not been as cooperative in the war in Iraq as has Slovakia. What do people think about the visit in terms of Slovakia's relationship with the U.S.?
Well, actually, Slovakia has been very supportive to the U.S. action in Iraq. Some people in Brussels were not very happy with it, but the Slovak authorities said that we are still a sovereign country, even if we are a member of the EU, and we can do our own foreign policy. What's interesting is that Slovakia used to be seen or regarded as a Russian allied before 1998. Then it was a change of government, and the new government, a democratic one, switched toward the U.S. and Western Europe. But many analysts used to see Slovakia as a sort of pro-Russian country in Central Europe. Now, I think that, such a small country tries to be friends with everybody. So this explains why, actually, Slovakia is both pro-EU and pro-US, if it can be said like this.
How about their attitudes toward President Bush and President Putin?
Well, ordinary Slovaks are critical to President Bush. I think many of them are critical to his person rather than his policies, because many people on the street know little about U.S. policy. Middle East, is very far from Slovakia, and they tend to see what is the advantage of our country from being an ally of the U.S., for example. To President Putin, is still regarded as a sort of Russian guy, not very democratic and still very Russian, and we don't like Russians, even if we are somehow dependent on their gas and oil and some other raw materials that come from Russia.
Has this visit caught the attention of just the people in the street? Obviously, those in government are promoting this and trying to get the word out about Slovakia. How about the general public? Are they paying attention to this?
Those living in Bratislava are somehow forced to pay attention because there are very strict rules concerning the traffic and very strict security measures which will come into effect tomorrow morning. So they will feel on their own skin. Those living in the eastern part of Slovakia do not pay so much attention because they are simply, too far from Bratislava and too far from the politics of state authorities in Slovakia. So I think that those who are really interested in politics, and I can say that in Slovakia more ordinary people are interested in politics than in the U.S., for example, at least based on my experience in the U.S. So I think that, they tend to see it how much benefit I'll get from this. If more foreign investors will come to Slovakia and I will have more jobs, then it's good, it's okay. If they just spend $8 million to feel for the president of the country and the prime minister to feel good about themselves, that we shook hands with Bush and Putin, then ordinary people tend to see it as a sort of waste of money.
Anka Dragu is in Bratislava. She is a University of Illinois graduate who now reports for the English service of Radio Slovakia International. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.